Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. Yesterday, general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach, did a conference with the media and answered some questions, made some interesting viewpoints. One that got brought up quickly is he didn't completely shut the door on the idea that Kareem Hunt could come back to the Chiefs. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's possible. Could happen. Something else he put the squash on, though, was kind of funny because you've seen it in social media pop up. The fact that our quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, is a competitive person and loves to pick up basketball games with people, but can be a little dangerous. Is that why he put the kibosh on that?
There are too many incidents of big-name, highly paid athletes who have gone off, and this is perfectly understandable because competition is part of their makeup, and certainly it is with Patrick Mahomes playing a pickup basketball game over on the Kansas side of the border. He made a great pivot move that was picked up on social media. Brett Veach didn't know he was playing number one, saw this move number two, and said, enough of that. We're paying this guy big bucks to play football, period, exclamation point, enough of the basketball. And I do understand completely.
Yeah, I agree.
He's had, there are too many incidents way, way, way back, 50-some years ago. The Boston Red Sox had a great pitcher, Jim Lonborg, won a Cy Young, had the Red Sox in the World Series, told him not to ski. Skied. Blew out his knee, never the same. Most recently, Madison Bumgarner, San Francisco Giants, their ace pitcher in the World Series, told him, stay off the dirt bike. Goes on the dirt bike, racks up his shoulder and his knee in an accident, claims that he tripped in the house, and that didn't work at all.
No.
So they had to suspend him for all that. So, hey, these guys, you understand that sort of thing, but keep the conditioning. You're getting paid a lot of money. They're reworking Patrick Mahomes' contract. It's going to make a lot of money. And do it. Follow the rules. Just kind of harness your competitive instinct.
Yeah. I'll give you an even more recent story. My cousin, he's an EMT up in the Kansas City area. And before, while he was in EMT school, he was still going to college. He was working at one of those trampoline jump sky zone places, you know. There was one. I don't remember what it was in Kansas City. But it was when the Royals were making a push and ended up winning the World Series. But they were still playing. I think they were I don't know if they were still in the division round or what. But at one point, one of the ball players' kids had a birthday party. So all the players and all the kids went to this trampoline place and started jumping around. One of the kids fell and ended up hurting his ankle or something really bad. And it was like everyone kind of realized, oh, wait, we could get hurt too. And so all the players immediately left. So, yeah, it happens, man. You got to be careful. You're the investment. You're the business. So
now, the fact of the matter is, and the argument will be, we can get injured crossing the street. That is true.
Yeah.
But this is a controlled circumstance here, and you have to be able to meet the measurements that are involved in your profession.
Absolutely. So how'd the jury teams do last night?
Nolo contendere. The ladies, who are the number one team in America, Division II, took on the Maryville Lady Saints last night from up in St. Louis. Beat him 105-57. This game was over at the tip-off.
Man.
And then the men unloaded on Maryville 80-52. I'm a little surprised because the Maryville teams aren't that bad, but Drury is playing very well, especially the ladies. And they play again tomorrow, doubleheader. They're calling it the Overflow the O Day. They have it every year. They like to have a big crowd Saturday afternoon. And they have a doubleheader. Ladies and the guys play at UMSL. They start at 1 o'clock. Missouri St. Louis is pretty good, but they're not in Drury's class. But they love to have a big crowd there, and the place can seat 3,500. So, hey, get out there and enjoy it.
Yeah, and these teams are doing real good, so it'd be a year to definitely go check out and see what they're about. Speaking of what they're about, we got the new Springfield Cardinals manager in town yesterday. You got to sit down with him and find out what he's about, what he had to say.
His name is Joe Kruzel, very interesting guy, probably in his early mid-50s, somewhere around there, former head coach at Toledo University. But he's been with the Cardinals. Actually, he's been in minor league baseball for 12 years with the Cardinals for a period of time, prior to that with the Cincinnati Reds. And I asked him a little bit about his philosophy on dealing with double-A players, since this is his first time.
The main thing you're going to want to try to create, you try to create an atmosphere for the players that enjoy coming to the ballpark. And then, you know, get them to understand the importance of coming, preparing more physically and mentally to get ready to play in that game in that particular night.
He's manager Joe Kruzel, Springfield Cardinals. Season isn't too very far away, Mike.
No, man. We're just staring at spring training now. Yesterday, I'm sitting in at home reading the news and come across the unfortunate news that we lost Frank Robinson, incredible baseball player, incredible person, really. He had an incredible career. And did you ever get a chance to meet him?
Did indeed.
Really?
And a great, great interview, believe me. He was here back in the mid-1980s. The Special Olympics folks had a fundraiser, always had a fundraiser every year, and they called it the Baseball Roast. And we would bring in Dick Jones, who ran it, would bring in all of the, or many of the baseball celebrities. Joe DiMaggio was here, Brett, you name them, they were here. Frank R. was here for one of those, and it was gracious enough to give me, oh gosh, a 10-15 minute interview. I had seen him play, of course, as a kid with the Cincinnati Reds. He'd come into Philadelphia and break down the walls there and hit the ball in the stands. The guy was a great player. He is number 10 all-time on the home run hitting list with 586. He is the only player ever to win the Most Valuable Player Award in each league, American and National.
Wow.
National with the Reds, American with the Baltimore Orioles, and the first black manager in Major League Baseball history.
True.
Guy has a great legacy, Hall of Famer in 1982, and that's a shame. You had a feeling that something like this may be in the offing when just the other day they announced that hospice, he was in hospice, and usually that's not going to last very long. But yeah, it's a shame. Frank Robinson passing only 83, and to me, 83 is young.
Well, what a great life, man. What an incredible life. You'd be so lucky to have a life like that. Speaking of new jobs, old Sooners coach got a new job. What's you surprised by that? What do you think about it?
Well, indeed, I am a little bit surprised. Bob Stoops had said that he didn't want to get back into coaching.
Yeah.
He'd been with the Sooners and had 190 victories with Oklahoma football. When he stepped down at the middle of summer 2 years ago, he said, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Well, he is coming back, and Stoops is going to coach in the XFL.
Oh, wow.
Now, the XFL doesn't start until 2020, a year from now, but it was a bit of a hybrid league when they started it. It didn't last only just the 1 year. Vince McMahon is the one who puts it in charge. He's the governing body, but Oliver Luck, Andrew Luck's dad, is the commissioner of the league. Anyway, Stoops is going to coach the Dallas team. Now, this is legitimate football as such, but they do have a few rule innovations, but it is a different time of the year as well. But he is getting back into it. He's going to give coaching a try again with the professional level, and hey, more power to him. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. What's going to happen this weekend for the Bears?
Big weekend for both teams. Now, the Lady Bears are on the road tonight at Carbondale against Southern Illinois. Should be able to handle them. The Lady Bears are undefeated in the Missouri Valley Conference in the lead. Then the Bears play Sunday afternoon at the JQH Arena. They're playing Illinois State. That's Dana Ford's alma mater. That's where he played, where he went to school. Well, it's a big game. It's a big game because the winner will claim second place in the Missouri Valley. Now, the way the Bears were playing earlier and going through a slump, you think, well, this isn't possible. But the Valley, nobody has really taken control of the league. Illinois State and Loyola are in there battling for the top, but so are the Bears. Missouri State's one game above 500 after their win over Southern Illinois, 6-5 on the year, and who knows what might happen? They're playing a whole lot better. Should be a lot of fun. Starts at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon over at the JQH.
Hopefully you can bring me some good news on Monday.
Hope so.
We are out of time today. Have a great weekend,
sir.
You
have a good one, too.